We're talking with Richard Sellers from American Feed Industry Association. Richard, as I listen to you today here at the Noble Foundation, it seems like we've got a lot of politics and a lot of moving parts in this whole VFD discussion.
Yeah, I would agree. Politics is about people. I think the FDA means well. This has been a process that's gone on for 20 years to try to change the way we use drugs in animal agriculture. And I think they're doing it in a positive manner and working with us. And I think that in the long run, we'll be able to work this out. And they're very, very open in discussion with us. And we greatly appreciate that.
You mentioned activists more than once today.
I did. A lot of this has been driven by some activists that have a pretty firm belief that our use of growth-promoting antibiotics is causing antibiotic resistance, where the science is not really clear on that and that there's a lot of other factors involved. And who will ever know? According to the president's advisory committee, there are a lot of other issues they're focusing on to try and find new and better drugs and to get drugs and give incentives to drug sponsors in the human medicine to do that, and also to create some really, really cutting-edge formularies for human physicians so that they're not using as much drugs on humans.
For the folks that really don't like animal agriculture or are very suspicious about animal agriculture using any of these products, how has that figured into all the final rules that are coming at us now?
Yeah, I think some of them are animal rights activists that don't want us to be eating meat, but I think there's a moderate group, such as Consumers Union and Consumer Reports, that really believe that widespread antibiotic use in livestock industries leading in some form or another to antibiotic resistance in human medicine. And I think that over time, the agencies had to address that. There's an activist congresswoman that's been doing this for years, and the proposal she put out there basically said you had to have zero risk, and FDA told us if there has to be a zero risk, these drugs will come off the market, so we got to reach some reasonable compromise on what it is. And I think what's proposed here along the line and what Europe did is reasonable. I don't think it'll have much impact on antibiotic resistance in the long term, but we're here to make it work.
And come January 1, it sounds like there will be issues to try to get this thing all smoothed out.
Yes, if it doesn't kill me first and I don't take a vacation day. Yeah, we've still got a lot of work to do. We're waiting for the drug sponsors to contact our member companies, the feed companies, so that they can tell them what changes are coming in these thousands of products that need to be changed come the 1st of January that will be marketed under a VFD.
For the producer, the cattle producer, swine producer, what are they going to really need to be doing as above all come the next few months?
Gosh, I think one of the points we all said here is you need to have a relationship with a veterinarian. You need to have a veterinarian either on staff or one that can regularly visit your animals, or you're not going to be able to treat them with these prevention-type drugs. So, and that's important. We're beginning to tell our members, our feed companies, you need to have a veterinarian or a list of veterinarians, because producers are going to come in and ask for a particular product that you're not going to be able to sell them without a valid veterinary feed directive. And so they need to have some kind of contact with veterinarians. So I think communication among veterinarians and producers and feed mills is essential to make this successful.
Well, one thing that you mentioned, was mentioned here in the Q&A time, the prevention and control aspects of our drugs. It seems that FDA came out pretty strongly in favor of producers.
It did. So the law says that a product is a drug if it's intended to cure, treat, prevent, or mitigate a disease condition. Okay, or for production purposes, growth promotion, feed efficiency. So cure, treat, prevent, mitigate. Those are the four steps, and those are considered therapeutic in the United States because the law says that. In Europe, they didn't do prevent. They claim that wasn't, but when you hear the discussion on anaplasmosis that is beginning to run rampant in Oklahoma, that's a prevention. You need a drug to prevent that from coming, and under the European system, that wouldn't be allowed. So I think the producer community made it, and the veterinary community made it clear to FDA that we need to talk more about prevention in this country to keep the animals healthy and safe.
What's out there ahead of us, Richard, as far as the whole discussion on antibiotics?
An election. I think the election will have a big impact on how the party how the party in power choose to proceed with this. We were surprised that when President Obama had a majority in both houses of Congress, that he never did really ban these things. But I don't think he had enough of a majority, and that farm states typically don't vote as parties or farm senators and representatives. They vote for the good of agriculture, which is a good thing. So down the road, I think we'll see this roll out in a big way. We'll solve a lot of the problems. We'll get it working in a timely fashion. We may have to have some extensions on time. But I'm feeling really positive, and these types of meetings like the Noble Foundation held, I think are essential in educating people, and I'm really glad to hear that they've put it online, recorded all the presentations.